To many, the radio station was a symbol of their subjugation. Protected around the clock by a team of AVO sharpshooters, Radio Budapest functioned like an insistent nanny, force-feeding its children propaganda and lies even when they protested they had had enough, that they were full and couldn't stomach any more. It was the very center of communist control, run by the Council of Communist Ministers, manned by more than 1,200 people, all of whom were required to belong to the Communist Party. Before tonight, the only alternative had been Radio Free Europe.